This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel continued to bomb Gaza Monday. More than a million people have fled their homes in the Gaza Strip ahead of an expected Israeli invasion that seeks to eliminate Hamas's leadership after its deadly incursion. Aid groups warn an Israeli ground offensive could hasten a humanitarian crisis. The war that began October 7th has become the deadliest of five Gaza wars for both sides, with more than 4,000 dead. Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group says its fighters have targeted five Israeli posts along the border in the country's south, and AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports that Israel has warned them not to get involved.
Hezbollah's military media arm released a video showing snipers shooting at and destroying surveillance cameras along the Lebanon-Israel border. The move comes after days of exchanging fire that left several dead. Israeli troops were seen patrolling in northern Israel as tensions rise with Lebanon's Hezbollah. In the Knesset, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Iran and Hezbollah not to get involved in the fighting. Don't test us in the north. Don't repeat the mistake you already made once, because today the price you will pay will be much heavier. The Israeli Prime Minister was referring to a vicious month-long war between Hezbollah and Israel in 2006. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are meeting with national security officials as the Israel-Hamas conflict intensified, according to the White House. Biden on Monday postponed a trip to stay in Washington and focus on the growing conflict in the Middle East, while weighing a decision to visit the region in a sign of support.